welcome everybody to another episode of HomeKit Insider. You've got me, Andrew O'Hara, here with my pal and currently on the run as Europe's most wanted cereal milker, Stephen Robles. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, man. It is good to be back. I've milked everything from coast to coast. And I was trying to play along. Maybe I should have just left it alone. I don't know.
Did you ever think you'd say that line before?
No.
I don't really want to know.
No, I did not think so.
How in depth that was going to...
I'll just say it was great. I was traveling around in, I was in the mountains of North Carolina, and that was a lot of fun. And yeah, good to be back. I listened to the show you did with your wife, Faith, which was awesome. Thank her for being on the show. My favorite part is she was talking about, like, you know, what she, you know, will try to get into with the smart home stuff. And she said, whenever you have to create a password, I'm out. I'm like, I get it. Like, I feel that. Yeah. But also, Andrew, have you not shown her one password for families?
Okay. So here's the thing. I have shown her one password.
Okay.
But she doesn't always add it to one password.
That's a challenge.
Yeah. So then, and then she hates it. Because I'll go up to her and like, hey, I'm going to sign in. Can I update this setting on your thing? Like, say it's Arlo and I can adjust some like settings for it on there. And then it's like, what's your password? And I'm like, hey, girl, what's your Arlo password? And then she's like, I don't know. Did you add it? No, I didn't add it to 1Password. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's just one of those things. Just like adding stuff to our actual calendar versus like her written calendar. She's definitely a pen and paper person. Okay. She doesn't write her passwords on pen and paper, and she has added a lot to 1Password, but like not all of them.
Okay. Okay. So. Well, it was a great episode. Our listeners and viewers should check it out. If you watch it on YouTube, you can see Faith O'Hara in person. And now I'm going to our YouTube channel. First of all, I thought you...
I was just going to say.
This number is steadily increasing, which is worrying me. We are now at 647 subscribers, which is like 100 more than when I left. That means if it continues at this rate, we might hit 1,000 by Christmas.
We are trying. We have added over 200 in the last 28 days. So awesome. You guys keep it going.
Man.
I love this. Keep it.
Now, your wife said, why aren't you doing it also? That's what I want to know. I mean, No Shave November.
I don't think I remember that part. Didn't that get cut out? I don't think that happened.
It did not get cut out. And I think it would be a great idea. You should join me in this beard quest. And yeah.
I don't ever grow mine out past this. So this is like the extent of my beard.
I mean, you can throw some glitter in there. I'm not going to be mad.
No.
All right. Well, I'm growing mine out because I'm preparing for ornaments and glitter. Come December 25. So we will see.
Good.
Getting close. Well, we have a ton of HomeKit news. So we get to be the homiest of HomeKit insiders. And we're going to talk all about the HomeKit stuff. And also have some smart car stuff. Not exactly smart car, but how to make your car smart. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You should stay tuned for that. But anyway, FlickTwist has announced a new smart home product, which is like a...
Well, Flick. Announced Twist.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so Flick has announced the Twist. Well, not the Twist. You should drop the. Yeah,
just
it's not the
Flick
Facebook.
Twist.
It's just Meta.
Yeah.
Flick Twist is a new dial button thing that is going to be coming soon. Pre-orders are now open. I guess you can pre-order this thing. It looks like a dial you just put on your wall. It's going to support Matter. So it then should also support Apple devices, but it's basically a physical switch that you can use to control smart devices around your home. Now, what's interesting is you can both press it as a button, you can turn the dial and, you know, adjust like dimming for different lights, and then you can also seemingly push and rotate in some kind of like double thing, and you can like adjust blinds or, you know, you could assign them to different things. So this is cool. You know, we were talking about it's good to have physical controls for your smart home devices, not just Siri or your phone. And so this will be coming, hopefully ships next year.
That's what I was just looking for, when the release date is actually. So they're doing this as a Kickstarter. Mm. It's not like a full pre-order. You're doing it as a Kickstarter. Right. But of course, Flick is an established company, so they're not like some just random person. Kickstarter page, they usually say like expected delivery date, which is like always take with a grain
the
of
biggest
June of 2022. And honestly, wow, they're probably waiting on when Matter is going to launch. I right. would expect if Matter gets delayed again, this would get delayed too, because it seems like they're all in on Matter with this one. They're not going for
right
like a certain standard, like they're going Matter. Right. So without Matter, this isn't right. there.
They have raised $558,254, which is way past their goal of like $34,000. So it seems like as long as Matter actually happens, which we'll talk about in a second, but yeah, as long as Matter happens, this thing will happen. And so I'll put a link to the Kickstarter as well as the announcement article in the show notes. You guys can see that. The flick twist. The flick twist. Just kidding. No, though. All right. Now, this one, I don't know how I feel about this, Andrew. I saw this, and I tweeted my hot take. My hot take was meh. But Ecobee, the smart thermostat company, I love the smart thermostat. It's the one I use forever. It's the only one I've ever had, actually. I never had a Nest. I didn't install another one. I've only been Ecobee. And now Ecobee has been acquired by a generator company, Generac, for $770 million. Now, Generac, I've seen the name. They are like, they're generators. Like here in Florida, you know, you'll see people with generators when it comes like hurricane season, and like they're the Generac. You know, everyone has these Generac things. So I don't know, man. So many acquisitions. I loved knowing Ecobee was just like its own thing, their own company, you know, no one else calling the shots. I guess I would prefer them being bought by someone like Generac instead of Amazon. You know, I'm glad it's not just another Amazon, like, you know, slurping up other companies. But I don't know, man. How do you feel about this? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just really torn about it because it can be really good and it can be really bad. Ecobee in general, I love. Their thermostats, I think, are some of the best out there. If not, they're probably the best smart thermostats out there, mm-hmm. I think. I also love their camera. I mean, it's a $99 HomeKit secure video camera that has a bunch of other features tied in with like the Ecobee stuff. So I think it's an amazing like deal. I think they're great products. The hardware is super nice. There's like metal and like they're just really solid, well-built products. Super reliable. Support's always been fantastic when I've had issues. And I don't mean like something broke really even. Like I've never had an Ecobee product break, but I had issues getting it installed in my new house and I had to do stuff with like, you know, the actual furnace and stuff because it was like an older system, blah, blah, blah. But they were so helpful. Like I was like sending them photos and they're like analyzing stuff in real time and getting everything. They've just always been amazing. At the same time, I have not heard good things about Generac. Mm. They're just like a not a generic company, but they
no pun intended
spend a lot on advertising. And I have not heard a lot of good reviews. I've just heard like they're kind of junky. Like they advertise a lot, but they're not really that reliable. Oh, no. They're just like one of the ones that advertise to like older people on Fox News or something. And just, I don't know. I have not heard really good things about them. And I always just get nervous anytime a company I love gets bought, because an influx of cash can be super useful in expediting product development. I mean, they've had some good stuff come out recently, including the benefits to the HomeKit Secure Video Smart Camera, and they just were the first company to integrate Siri into their smart right. speaker with the new, or the current version of the Ecobee thermostat. So there's a lot of cool stuff from them, but giving them some more money could definitely expedite some product development, and we could see new exciting HomeKit devices come from them. But at the same time, could also go sideways. Mm. You know, maybe they're not getting enough return, so Generac decides, like, okay, well, we just kind of wanted their IP for this, or their products aren't seeing as much of a return as we thought, so we're going to go ahead and, you know, just discontinue the Ecobee line. Something like that, and that's just stuff always makes me nervous.
Yeah, me too. I mean, as of right now, I would still go with this one for a great HomeKit thermostat, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens now that it's owned by Generac. Sounds like a...
Yeah, this wouldn't change my recommendation on going and buying any of their stuff. I would for sure recommend their camera and their thermostat, hands down. If there is any change, it is many, many, many years away. And on top of that, being HomeKit, these things are going to work in HomeKit without any issues. Even if Ecobee was discontinued, which there's no inclination that would ever be the case, but you know, like worst case scenario here, if Ecobee went away, these products are still going to work through HomeKit. No downside to buying them now, but it just always makes me nervous when a company I like gets bought and you don't know what the intentions really are of who bought them.
Yeah. Generac also sounds like a villain from Dune. Just gonna throw that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, it's Generac.
Generac. Baron Vladimir Generac. Have you seen Dune? Just as a side note.
It's really bad.
Have you watched?
I have not yet.
Do you have HBO Max?
It's like on my list, but it's when I, yeah, but it's just when I gotta sit and like watch.
Yeah.
And like I was out of town too. Like you were gone, I was gone like Wednesday through Monday too. So I'm sitting editing this podcast best I could in a hotel room.
Yeah.
You know, trying, see what we could do. But yeah, so like I got back and then trying to catch up on all things work and everything else. So no, I have not got to, but it's definitely
it leaves like November 20 something, you know, it's only 30 days on HBO Max. So just gotta get it in.
I know, because I originally missed the new Suicide Squad from James Gunn, and like I really like James Gunn, so I really wanted to watch that, and then I was like, no, it was only
pretty good, I'll be honest. But anyway, when you watch Dune, well, you know, it has a lot to do with home. Just kidding. But we'll figure it, we'll fit it in anyways. All right, next piece of news, Amazon has confirmed its support for Matter, including Echo and Eero devices. So this is interesting, because, you know, Amazon smart home stuff, Apple smart home stuff has historically not talked in the past, but with Matter coming and all these companies supporting Matter, Amazon and Apple both have their devices that support Matter. I guess this would mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it possible that you could have an Amazon Echo speaker show up in the home app? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seems like this is going to bring.
So tell me what your thoughts are on this first, because I want to know what you think.
You know, in the article from The Verge, which we'll include in the show notes, Amazon name-checked Eve. Now, Eve is, we've talked a ton on this show, because they make exclusively HomeKit products. You know, no hub or anything, it's their HomeKit stuff. But when Eve supports Matter, when and if it comes, if Amazon supports Matter, that means that if you have Eve devices in your home, or someone wants to buy Eve devices but doesn't use Apple HomeKit, they'll be able to use those Matter Eve devices with their Amazon Echo, and they'll be able to do the voice commands, set it up in the, you know, Alexa app, all that kind of stuff. So I guess it's good for companies like Eve or Wemo and Netatmo. They'll have access to a greater audience that might not be Apple users. You know, if you have Android users out there, or just, you know, an iPhone owner, but they have all Amazon Echoes around their house, those companies now will be able to reach a larger audience. But, you know, having Amazon devices be able to talk to my HomeKit devices, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, you know, I guess if you have, you know, an Echo in a room and you'd like to play music everywhere, and if it, you know, this is not confirmed, but if it's supported where you can say, you know, play on all my HomePods plus that one Echo in the bathroom or whatever, I guess that would be useful. But I don't know how I feel about like cross-talking Amazon stuff to my Apple stuff. And yeah, I don't know. What about you? What do you think?
I had like a lot of thoughts about this. One, the crosstalk you're going to have to be okay with, because that's the entire point of Matter.
Right.
I mean, when this comes, you will be able to control all of your... This is all like hypothetical at this point, because no Matter stuff has been released. But when Apple fully integrates Matter, and when Amazon integrates Matter, you'll be able to talk to your Echo devices and control all of your HomeKit accessories. Similarly, if they show up as, you know, AirPlay 2 speakers through HomeKit and everything like that, then yeah, you'll be able to cast audio to your Echo speakers, assuming everything works nicely and plays how it should. My few things were, we talked about this last week on the last week's episode with Faith and I, because Eero actually broke the news first. Eero, owned by Amazon, and Eero announced that they were bringing Matter support to their current like Eero routers that have Thread. So there's already Eero routers with Thread. Now they've announced that those ones will get upgraded to support Matter next year, which is all super cool. And then now Amazon is like, yes, we're officially supporting it on Eero devices as well as Echo devices. But I also thought it was kind of funny that Ring was not mentioned. And I know that like Matter is not really designed for like video. Like it's, I mean, there's Thread and everything else. It doesn't seem like it's like really super built for video yet. Aaron Pierce was just talking about that. But I still think you could have like mentioned like your specifically smart home company as you're talking about your smart home standard. like, and we're looking at ways to bring matter support to Ring. Like, just something. Throw them a bone. It is really weird that they left that out, especially as they've continued to promise HomeKit support coming one day.
I bet it's not going to happen. I bet they're going to leave Ring out because Ring is such a saturated device. Like, everyone, like, I've had, like, my parents, when they signed up for Frontier Internet. Frontier Internet just came into their neighborhood. When they signed up for service, Frontier was like, you get a free Ring doorbell. And I'm like, that's not even the same company. Like, why are you giving out free Ring doorbells? But for some reason, it's just like the de facto default thing.
Because Amazon struck a deal.
And that's why I'm thinking, like, there are Rings literally everywhere. Even in, like, new home construction developments. I have someone I was helping set up some smart home stuff. And, like, their house just, like, came with a Ring doorbell because they asked for...
Dude, our house came with a Ring.
Yeah.
It was just affixed on the front door. It didn't come with anything else. Like, the sellers didn't include, like, a box or a charger. It was literally just on our door. And the first thing I did was rip it off. So it wasn't... I don't even know if it turned on.
I bet Ring will not support Matter for that reason. I bet you they want to keep that propriety.
But isn't that more of a reason to support it because it is everywhere and so many people have it, and it's a good reason for people to upgrade? Like, how many reasons are there for you to upgrade your doorbell? But if all of a sudden it'll work with, like, a bunch of new products in your house if you upgraded, that's, like, a worthy reason to upgrade. Like, one of the few reasons people would actually upgrade a doorbell camera.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, that's not something that you ever have to, like, upgrade, because there's not changes.
It would lock people into the Amazon Echo ecosystem. So if they want, you know.
Yeah, but they're always going to have more of their own features in it. Like, all the stuff they're doing now, even if it supported Matter, wouldn't go away. It would just make the device actually more enticing to users. So you could use it with Matter, but then you still get them to freaking lock them into Neighborhood and all the other creepy things that Ring does. So none of that part would change.
True.
But I don't know. Like I said, Matter doesn't seem like it's really built for, like, the video aspect of things right now. But I feel like it just could have been mentioned. Like, just say, pretend it exists in your thing. I have been turning around on Eero a lot more. Like, I was originally kind of really worried when Amazon bought them because of my distrust of Amazon. But, like, Eero seems to have been, like, they've done a lot. They've really iterated quick. Their devices have been really nice still. They've keep coming out with new features. I mean, they came out with Thread really quick. They were one of the first ones to support HomeKit on their routers. And now we've got, you know, Matter and stuff coming next year to existing products. We have not heard the same thing from most other companies. So they've done a really good job of, like, iterating. And while there is Amazon tie-ins, like, automatically, like, signing into, like, your Amazon account with that, they seem to have done a lot of really good stuff. I still have a Linksys system in my house, and I have the Eero system, and I've been relying on the Eero one a bit more recently. It seems to be a little bit more reliable, and I like some of these, like, unique features, like the Thread support. I mean, I just like having more Thread devices around to keep things connected. So, yeah, I've been really impressed with Eero as of late. Like, maybe it's misplaced, but I liked them before the Amazon acquisition. Then I got real nervous.
Yes.
And now I'm starting to come around again.
Okay. So. All right. Well, we will see. You know, I'm still like, I want to see Matter actually launch. Like, all these news and promises of Matter, it's like...
I mean, it's going to launch. It's just a matter of when. And they got to get it right. Because if they roll this out and stuff doesn't talk to one another correctly, it's not going to be good. So I don't mind them taking their time. Plus, as it's been delayed, like, it was supposed to launch, you know, like, this year, the end of this year, right?
Yeah.
But we hadn't really heard, like, any products coming. Now it's coming next year, and we keep hearing more and more products that are going to, I mean, Nanoleaf and Eve, Eero, the Echo devices, I think Linksys has said stuff.
Okay. All right.
We're seeing more and more companies, the new Flick Twist, we're seeing more and more companies pledging, like, updates to existing devices or new devices coming with Matter support. So I feel like we're getting more support behind it because it was delayed by a little bit.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
How creepy. Just whispering like that.
Now, this next one I'm pretty excited about. So the Arlo Go 2 has been announced and has launched. So Arlo, you've heard them. They make a bunch of security cameras. Andrew has a bunch of them. Some of them are HomeKit capable with the Arlo hub, not HomeKit secure video, which is the difference. You know, you can't get just Arlo recordings in the HomeKit app without paying for their monthly service. It's that separate deal. But the Arlo Go 2 is a new, not only Wi-Fi camera, but also works over LTE. And so if you want to buy this one right now, you actually buy it through Verizon and you pay them for monthly data. But then this camera can be totally wireless. It's rechargeable battery, or you can use it with Arlo solar panel, and then the data can travel over LTE wherever you'd like. And then you got a security camera that you can put literally everywhere. And this is actually pretty timely because I was debating putting a camera out at the new house construction. And there's a couple options on Amazon that, you know, brands I've just never heard of and I wasn't sure, but they're all in this like $200, $250 range. But if I could just get an Arlo, a brand I know, and I know they have made great apps that go with their product, and it's $250, pretty competitive with the other ones, I might actually try this. You can get it right now. You have to get it from the Verizon website or buy one in store. If you go to the Arlo website, they just say, you know, find a retailer. But $250, it's white, $35 activation fee. But yeah, this is pretty interesting. It could also integrate with like the solar panels and stuff like that, the other accessories that Arlo makes. So this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, I've always liked the Arlo cameras, and this is a lot of upgrades from the original Go. I mean, the original Go was 720p. The new one is 1080, mm-hmm. has 130-degree field of view. There's a local micro SD card for local backups, or if you don't want to use the secure plan from Arlo, so you have like a physical option as well. I mean, it's pretty cool whether you have just a large yard or something, or you want to monitor your house construction, you go camping a lot, and you want to put a, you know, camera outside your tent, so when you're inside, you can see the bear that's coming to get you. Or maybe you're in Europe and someone's been coming in and milking all sorts of things around there, and you want to catch Steven on someone on camera. You can do that. So
there you go.
Yeah, I like this. It's definitely a good upgrade. Also, it's a little bit more of a the design looks like the rest of Arlo's cameras. Before, it was like squat, like small and squat, looked a little weird. New one just a little skinnier and longer. Like, not a huge difference, but they got magnetic mounting options, all sorts of fun stuff. So just more options. No HomeKit here, though.
Yeah.
We got Amazon Assistant. And right. I almost
said it. Yeah, I said it before. Sorry. So close.
Yeah, so it's got Amazon in there, Google Assistant, support for IFT. So no HomeKit, but other options.
There is, and so the monthly plan is also $20 a month, it seems like, for unlimited data. Yeah, from Verizon.
From Verizon? For unlimited data. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they have like other plans for less data.
Well, I'm going through the whole buying process because as I do, I might buy something as we speak on the show. And that seems to be the only plan available. So $20 a month's not cheap, but you know, if you want to stop paying for the LTE at some point and just use it on the Wi-Fi network as an outdoor camera, you can do that too, because it does connect over Wi-Fi as well.
Or the local micro SD card.
That's right, it does micro SD card as well. All right, our friends at Acara have some announcements, but also some rumor devices coming. There's a slew of devices like LED control panels, the new camera hub G3. They officially released those things. We'll get more details soon. But also looks like they have some pro lighting coming. They haven't officially announced that, but that will be maybe coming soon. Working with Zigbee 3.0 and all that. But a product they did officially announce also is a gas leak sensor and alarm, which will work with HomeKit through one of Acara's hubs. You know, when I was growing up in New York, gas leaks were like a thing. Like, you know, when you have heat, like the baseboard heating or whatever, you know, gas-powered stuff, that it was always like, you know, you need a gas detector, make sure there's not some leak in the house. And so pretty cool that you can now get a HomeKit gas leak sensor. And it's, you know, HomeKit compatible. This is going to be about $35 to $40 when it's officially available. You can't buy it just yet, but it's coming very soon. So cool stuff from Acara. And along kind of the same lines, Netatmo has announced a carbon monoxide detector that will also work with HomeKit. And so this thing, again, not available in the U.S. just yet. Starting November 16th, it will be available in some regions. But it would be about 90 to 100 euros or pounds. That might be a few thousand dollars in U.S. dollars. I'm not exactly sure. No, but around the $100 range. And this is, carbon monoxide. So You want to get carbon monoxide, gas leak, smoke detectors, you can now do it all with HomeKit. So there you go.
I do always love the design of the Tatmo stuff. They always look so sleek and well-designed.
Yes, they do. I agree. And, you know, these are all kind of home safety devices. You want to be able to be alerted when things happen in your home. And there's another great way to make your home even safer. And that is by partnering with our friends at SimpliSafe. I know you like that transition, Andrew. You know that was good.
SimpliSafe.
SimpliSafe.
Keep your house safe.
Mm.
That's their jingle.
That's a free jingle. They can take that and run with it. Boom.
Free jingle.
But if you have ever wanted to make your home feel safer, SimpliSafe are your guys. They are actually giving HomeKit Insider listeners 40% off. 40% off their award-winning home security system. And they have everything that you need to make your home safe. Indoor, outdoor cameras, comprehensive sensors to put all around your home, and you can have it monitored around the clock by trained professionals who will send instant help when you need it. SimpliSafe was even named the best home security system of 2021 by U.S. News and World Report. You can easily customize a system for your home online in minutes. You get free custom recommendations from SimpliSafe, and this is their biggest discount of the year, 40%. You can actually get a complete home security system starting at just over $100, and there's no long-term contracts or commitments. And it's an easy way to have peace of mind about the security around your home, which is pretty sweet. And that new security camera, they have an outdoor one that's weatherproof and all that, so you can get your whole home covered. So take advantage of SimpliSafe's holiday sale and get 40% off your new home security system by visiting simplisafe.com/homekit. That's SimpliSafe.com/homekit. SimpliSafe.com/homekit for 40% off your entire system. Hurry, this offer ends soon. SimpliSafe. I forgot the jingle.
Keep your home safe.
Keep your home safe. That's good. SimpliSafe. Very good.
Nailed it.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk real quick. First of all, last week you mentioned Matt Corey's Signals app, right? I think I heard you talk about that with Faith. So
yeah, and we talked about the Halloween thing, which I was bummed because our episode was coming out like the day after Halloween. So I was like, this is such a cool thing. You can't use it because you're a day late.
But we all know that everyone does Thanksgiving lights around their house. So there you go.
Who doesn't love a good Thanksgiving light display?
Blow up turkey.
I love it.
Blow up turkey.
Yes.
All right.
Blow up turkeys.
Yeah.
You got to get enough explosive though. Otherwise it's not as effective.
Right. Okay. Well, I want to talk real quick about car stuff. This is not necessarily HomeKit or CarPlay stuff, but most people have to drive cars for something or another. And so I think this is applicable. I used to be a big fan of a company called Automatic. Automatic used to make this.
Yes, I loved
Automatic. They made this little device that plugged into the computer's DB something port.
ODB port,
thank you.
Or OBD, onboard data
port. Onboard, yes, ABDA, I believe is the technical pronunciation, yes. The ABDA port in your car, like where the driver is sitting under, like kind of under, you've probably never seen this port. If you haven't used a device like this, there's an open port where you can literally plug devices in. This is where if you bring it to a mechanic or even like some advanced auto parts stores, they connect a device to that port to see what your check engine light, you know, what the error might be or what's going on with your car. So Automatic used to have a device that will plug directly into that port. And you'd have an automatic app on your iPhone, and you'd be able to see everything from like the gas level in your car to what kind of gas mileage you're getting to did you brake really hard at a certain stop? And it would like send you a warning of like, you're driving a little recklessly, you know?
Yes. And then there was like safety ones for kids, and you could get alerts back. If you got in like a car accident, it would have like an impact detection and then be able to send out or call like emergency services, something like that. It had a bunch of cool features. There was like, I don't know if you want to call them pro, but like business features where you could like have a fleet of cars and monitor them with Automatic. Just lots of cool stuff with
these. Absolutely. And you could even, if you paid for some of those, it would have like GPS. So you'd actually have like GPS location on your car in their app. So it was really cool. And then they died. Automatic is not around anymore. You can't buy their products and they don't exist. And it was unfortunate because I don't drive like super new cars. Like I drive a Kia Soul from 2011. And I, most of the cars I've driven in my life have been like 6, 7 plus years old. I'm not a big car person. One day maybe I'll get a Tesla. That's kind of the only car I actually want. But those Rivian trucks look pretty cool too. But anyway, so having slightly older cars, they have issues sometimes, like engine issues or car issues. And the check engine light would come on. And it was so nice to be able to check what warning the car was giving with that check engine light. So I could see, like, is this an emergency? Is my car going to explode? Or does it just think my gas cap is like not screwed in all the way? And I used automatic. Even after the service and company like went belly up, the device would still work. And I had the old automatic app that you couldn't get anymore installed on my iPhone. And I was still able to use it, still able to clear my check engine light with it. But when I updated to the iPhone 13 Pro, I guess the app was so old that it didn't automatically transfer over to the 13, and I don't have the app anymore. I still have the device, but I don't have the app to actually talk to it. So I finally was able to, well, not like in a good way, it finally stopped working. I was not able to use this defunct automatic app anymore, which was very sad. So then my check engine light turns on, as it does. I was like, I really need to know like what's going on. Yes, I brought it to a mechanic. They told me what was going on. It was like some emissions leak. And they were like, it's not a huge deal. If it happens again, bring it in. And so the check engine light came on again. And I was like, I would really love to like make sure this is the emissions leak. My mechanic told me it is and not, you know, your engine is about to explode. So I went on a search and I said, is there anything that I can use in place of the automatic? And I, after looking on Amazon and looking at some of the options out there, I did find something. Andrew can't see this, but because my video died for some reason, but I'm recording. And so our YouTube viewers will see this as you're watching it on YouTube. But I found this device, which is called the Blue Driver, B-L-U-E, like the color, Blue Driver. It's on Amazon. This device, it's like $120. There was a $20 coupon, so it's like $100. And it is the same kind of device that the automatic device was. It plugs into the OBD port, the OBD2 port on your car. And Amazon will actually do a little like check. You tell it your make and model car and it will make sure that it fits your car. But it fits in my car. And so you plug it in. There's no monthly service fee. There's no membership, which is nice. You don't have to pay anything after you buy the device. Excuse me. You don't have to pay anything after you buy the device. But I plugged it into my car port, the OBD port. And there's an app, the Blue Driver app, which is not as nice as the automatic app, let's be honest, but it does still work.
Neither is the hardware, I'm
no,
just saying.
No, neither is the hardware. It was not.
The hardware looks a little sus.
Something to be desired, I'm not going to lie. But you don't have to worry about this thing connecting to the internet or like stealing any data because it's literally just a physical thing you plug in your car and you can just pull it out and that's it. It connects Bluetooth to your phone, you pair it like any other Bluetooth device. And the app, it actually does a little more than the old automatic app did. And it has, you can see what codes that your check engine light is sending. It does give you the ability to clear codes. Not as reliable as the automatic. The automatic would have you do this thing where you would like turn your ignition off, turn your car into like that one position where the electrical is on, but the engine is not started. Then it'll clear it, and then you start the car, and the check engine light is gone. And it was like magic every time. This app has you do something similar, but I've had it fail a couple times and then have to do it again. But it eventually works. And you can do a bunch of other things with your vehicle and see different stats with the Blue Driver. So all that to say, it's a little janky, but if you knew automatic and missed some of those features, especially just being able to see, like, what is my check engine light trying to tell me? I just see this light in the dash and I don't know what it's for, then this device will at least tell you what those error codes are. And one of the cool things is it will even, this automatic didn't do this, it'll tell you what some of the common fixes are for that check engine light code. And if it's like a part to buy or whatever, it'll literally like show an Amazon link to the part and you could just like buy it. And then it'll tell you like other people have solved this issue by doing this. And so it gives you a little more information than automatic did. Automatic was just like, it has code P0114. And it's like, okay, well, then I got to Google that, see what that code actually means. And so you don't have to, this app, gives you the blue driver. It gives you a little more information about what's going on and even some possible fixes, or it's like, you need to go to a mechanic right now. You know, it gives you all that. So anyway, I found this device. I've been using it. And if you were an automatic fan, or maybe you drive older cars like I do, and you kind of want to know like what's happening inside the engine without having to take it to a mechanic every time, blue driver. It's the one I got. It works.
Okay. Well, I have a couple things to expand on that. First, the reason I think automatic went under is because one stupid company just stole their idea and then marketed it a whole lot more because they're a lot bigger. And that company is Verizon. They came out with their little hum thing, and it came out like a few years after automatic did. And they can advertise everywhere. They literally had them like advertise in stores and all that crap. They're massive. And a lot of people, I can just get this thing here. Why am I going to buy it from this other company I haven't heard of? And yeah, there was TV commercials, all sorts of stuff. And I totally blame them. I was very bummed when automatic went under. Yeah. But there is another option. I have tried this and I like it. I'm slacking it to you now.
All right.
These ones are actually free. They're giving away a bunch of them.
What?
To try to get people to buy like their other products. But it does the same thing, and I think it looks a lot cooler.
Nanda.
Yeah, I've used their stuff for a while. They had some really nice cables. They came out with like a Bluetooth tracker, which is a little boring at this point, but they have like a dash camera. They have a universal audio adapter. I actually really like their car charger, which they did some neat stuff with that actually, so it lights up. So you can actually see where you plug in the cord at. And if I recall, they're like, it's a USB-A charger.
Okay.
There's two on there, but they're reversible. It's a reversible USB-A charger, so you can plug it in either direction.
Oh.
Yeah, they did some weird little stuff to make that happen, I believe. At least it used to. I mean, I haven't. Yeah, right there, reversible USB-A ports.
So, yeah, they're just giving away devices right now? What in the world?
Yeah, I used to like do stuff with them on my like my personal YouTube channel, and they were like, look, we're trying to like grow our business and stuff. I'm pretty sure the cost of these things is not very high. So the idea is, okay, let's just give a bunch of these things away for free. People will like us, and they're going to come buy our car charger. They're going to buy our dash camera, all that kind of stuff.
Now, is there a monthly service to use this with your car?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, buying this right now. And here we go. This is the thing I'm buying on today's podcast.
Yep. Read and clear error codes.
Yep, that's the money right there.
Fix errors following DIY video guides, mileage log feature. Like, it may be missing some features, and there are some features that I know, like, the automatic one had, like, your, the alert when you'd, like, hit your brakes too hard. There was, like, your driving monitoring. There was your impact detection to call those things. And this has, like, a little bit of that. So, real-time alerts, scan the engine codes, has driver behavior analysis to save gas by following the real-time dashboard to get a quick view of your driving habits. I did use the automatic one. You could put on like a gas saver mode, and it would alert you if you hit the brakes too hard or accelerated too fast. That would more likely to waste fuel. So I really like that, trying to like, you know, save, you know, a couple dollars here and there. But yeah, stuff like that. So
okay.
It's a little bit more basic. It doesn't have nearly as many integrations and stuff like that as automatic did, but it's also free and still exists.
Well, I just bought it, and it's $15 shipping. So the device is free. You pay $15 to get it shipped to you, and I'll probably have it by the time we record our next episode. So we will do a car follow-up, a head-to-head with Blue Driver and Nanda. And if you're going to try one of these, I mean, the Nanda is like free with $15 shipping. So I would say try that one first. The app did look, just on the screenshots of their website, the app looked nicer than the Blue Driver one. The Blue Driver, there's like mechanics and stuff like in all the advertising. And I think they try to like market it as like, you know, use this in your garage if you're a mechanic and, you know, it's utilitarian. But so the Nanda looks a little more modern. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, all right. Well, that's our smart car segment, which is, you know, part of home-ish kit. You know, you park your car in a garage and it's in your home. So there you go.
Exactly. I don't know if they still have them. They used to have a TPS thing to put on your tires that would allow you to track your, get a smart alerts on your tires, air pressure and stuff too.
Ooh.
So if you had an older car and you didn't have like that tire pressure system, TPMS, whatever, it could do that. I didn't see those on their website, so I don't know if they still had those. Like, I had them like 2 years ago on my last vehicle.
Huh.
But their app is continually getting updated. Updated 6 days ago, which is like the thing that I always look at when I'm looking at a product. Oh, their app was updated a year ago. Yep, not trusting that one. But 6 days ago, new feature, automatic tracking. Okay.
I keep trying to search for this thing and typing Donda, which is the Kanye West album. That is not. That's not a smart car device.
Get out of here.
Nanda. Man, yeah, this thing looks pretty good. Okay. Ooh, Universal HD Car Audio Adapter. What is that? Yep, they got me.
Welcome to the Steven Shopping Network.
They got me. All right. Well, we have just a few minutes. We may try to hit a couple listener questions. We'll probably have to save some for next time, but we've got a couple big ones here. Mark Karp is asking, he just closed on a new house and asked the big question. Is there any like comprehensive guides to get the fundamentals of a good HomeKit-based house? Yes, it's the HomeKit Insider Podcast, starting with episode 1. Just listen to all the episodes straight through, and it's the best way to do it. He's also asking about Eero or Linksys. And so I'll throw it to you maybe for the bigger guidance question. But Eero versus Linksys for a Wi-Fi router. Andrew maybe showed his cards a little bit earlier saying he, you know, is coming around to the Eero. I have the Linksys Velop Wi-Fi 6 mesh system, and it's served me really well. I really like it. You can add as many nodes as you need, and it's, I have like a gigabit connection down here. Upload speed is like 30 because it's cable internet, but the download speeds are very speedy over Wi-Fi. I will routinely get 700s to 800s on my iPhone or iPad with Wi-Fi 6. So I've been very happy with the Linksys. It's pricey, you know, if you get like the high-end Velop system, and mine still doesn't have HomeKit Linksys. But anyway, I won't go there. My system is not updated with HomeKit, but supposedly HomeKit is coming. But, you know, a lot of people love Eero as well. I mean, that's what Andrew uses. Well, you have some Eeros over there. So, I don't know. What would you say to Mark?
Let's see. Magic Carp, you are debating between Eero and Linksys. Right now, I would lean towards Eero.
Oh, man.
Because it does have features that Linksys doesn't have.
Mm.
It has features like thread support. So if you want additional thread routers in your home, it has guaranteed support for Matter next year, which is going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
And they've also been ridiculously reliable for me. And I think one of the biggest things, I much prefer the Eero app over the Linksys app. I think the setup and the app experience of Eero is superior than that of Linksys. Yeah. I love the Linksys routers. I recommend them to a ton of people, but I think the Eero has nailed the user experience. I think the app is a little bit slicker. I think they have HomeKit, they have Thread, they have Matter. You're not necessarily going to get any of those depending on the Linksys ones you go with. Linksys does have HomeKit in certain versions of its router, but I find that annoying that they're like piecemeal updating randomly, and for some reason the most expensive, like their nicest routers, get the cold shoulder.
Mm.
Like they're bringing their features to their mass market models, which I get because there's more users. But wouldn't it make sense to roll out like a new feature to your high-end expensive ones, people who paid more money for their hardware, and you can test on a smaller group of people before rolling it out to your, you know, mass model? I don't know. But that's been a little annoying and frustrating with Linksys. I think their app is a little clunky and a little kind of hard to navigate sometimes. So if I'm picking right now, I'm going with Eero.
Okay. All right. And then for the bigger question about like, comprehensive, we don't have a guide or anything like that just yet. But honestly, like if you just look at the titles of our episodes, you know, we tried to cover contact sensors and cameras and like periodically, you know, we've touched all the areas. Yeah, I would say just go back and listen to some of the episodes that you see like, okay, cameras or light switch. I will say, as far as light switches, I'm going to try Eve light switches in my new home, But if you go for reliability and you just never want to have to even think about the light switches, Lutron has been the most reliable. Everything I've heard from other smart home users say that Lutron, again, is like just solid, super solid for home light switches at least. And then of course, Hue bulbs are also a great start if you don't want to do the light switch. But I do recommend swapping out the light switch rather than just doing the bulbs. Now, this was an interesting question from Zone VBKR on Twitter. He has a gate and wanting to have a sensor on the gate. So it'll have to be an outdoor sensor. And I imagine the range is pretty far. Now, I found one option that might work. This is the iSmart Gate magnetic wireless sensor for gates, shutters, and roller doors. And it is specifically made to work outside. It is waterproof. So obviously, again, you can have it outside, whatever gate. And it does work over Wi-Fi, but it does need a hub. And as far as range, you're just going to have to see whether or not it works for the range of your gate, whether or not it will reach it. But as far as contact sensors, this was the only one that I found specifically rated for outdoor use that was waterproof. So if you want to try one, it seems like this is the one to try. And I'll have a gate as well in my home. It's going to be a while before I can test it out, but I'll probably also try this as well. And we were talking about contact sensors for like a gate outside, Andrew. And I don't know if you know of any or have used any, but a contact sensor that can be outside and has good enough range to actually reach like a hub or something. But the one option, again, iSmart Gate is the one that I found.
Okay. I wasn't sure what he meant because he said, anyone know of an outdoor door sensor? So I was like trying to think.
Yeah, entrance like gate.
How, if we could get a motion or what kind of door it would be. Yeah, I think you could probably get away. For me, I could probably mount a contact sensor upside down underneath the edge. And then, so usually with those things, it's just a magnet on the other side. Like the small piece is just a magnet. You could probably mount that one in the elements and mount the other one like underneath. And I feel like that would allow it to work.
Okay.
The other ones I would try, Abode. They've got a lot of contact sensors, and there's some really neat ones that are super thin and all that. And I'm betting while they may not have an outdoor rating, there might be a way, or they might be completely sealed enough, because a lot of them, like, they just have a battery, and like they, you can replace them. So there might be some that would work for an outdoor solution.
Okay. Very cool. Well, let us know if you try any of those Zone VBKR Donda. Just kidding. Well, we have other questions. We just don't have time for them today. We will get to them in future episodes. So keep them coming. Some great questions about, you know, smart blinds and thermostats and all that. And so we will get to it. You know, the listener questions, don't sleep on those on past episodes too, because a lot of times people have asked questions in the past and some of our, you know, most verbose information on a specific device has been in the listener question sections. And so I would encourage you, you know, if you're in new to HomeKit or you're trying to figure out like, what are the fundamentals? I said it jokingly, and I know there's like now 74 episodes in the back catalog, so it might take you a minute. But we have people message us, and they're like, just listen to every episode of HomeKit Insider, and, you know, we're loving it. And, you know, I think they're pretty informative, you know? Anyway. I don't be like I'm bragging, but, you know, there's a lot of information over there. So anyway, keep tweeting at Andrew and myself. Our Twitter handles are in the show notes, your questions, your projects. Subscribe to the YouTube HomeKit Insider channel. I mean, if you want to wait till...
Yes, I need like 350 more of you just to do that real quick. Seriously, again, you don't have to watch anything either. I don't even care. No, just subscribe. No. Make 10 YouTube accounts and subscribe. No. All of you out there. It'll take you 30 seconds. We've already put the link in the show notes. You just got to click it, hit the subscribe button, and you're done. You don't have to do anything else. I mean, I'd like if you watched, but you don't have to. Just subscribe, and then you'll get the satisfaction of knowing that you've tortured Steven. That's it. That's my pitch.
I'm so scared. I'm so hoping it's like 999 on December 25th, and then we get 3,000 more subscribers like the next day. So I don't have to do it. Because that's the deadline, right? December 25, we said?
Yeah, that seems fine.
Okay, all right. December 25th, 1,000 subscribers, and I will put glitter in my beard. It was the worst idea.
Come on, worst idea ever.
I don't know why I did that.
He will gloat. Do you want to hear him gloat? If you guys don't,
I will not gloat.
You don't want to hear him gloat. You will. You'll be going around like, look at my beard, look at my beard. And No one wants to hear that in your Southern
accent. I'm so mad. I heard you just do the Southern accent. I knew you were going to make a comment. Listen, if there's not enough for the glitter, I will do ornaments. I'll put ornaments in my beard. That's fine. I can do that. So anyway, subscribe to the YouTube HomeKit Insider channel. That link is in show notes. Also check out the other Apple Insider podcast. And if you haven't yet, it really helps out the show if you do a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts for HomeKit Insider. Thanks for tuning in once again. We'll see you next time.